Wrong time to start it, I guess.
Yeah.
We explicitly said no ASMR. And then you did that.
There it is.
Welcome to episode 3 of... So we just watched.
So we just watched. What did we just so just watch this week?
We have to say our names.
Do we?
Yeah.
I feel like that hasn't been consistent.
You gotta we didn't on the second one, but we're gonna do that.
Okay, this is Kenyon reporting in.
And I'm Elijah, and this is So We Just Watched.
So We Just Watched.
We just watched Raiders of the Lost Ark.
40th anniversary. That's why we saw it.
That's right. It's the Indiana Jones one. The one that you were like, wait, but that's not new. How did they just... Because we went and saw it.
Because they played it so that we could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I did think it's interesting that it's not like Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's just Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, there's no... The movie cover would tell you otherwise, but
yes.
The movie itself never says Indiana Jones in the title.
No.
In fact, very rarely in the movie do they say his whole name. They almost always refer to him as Indy or Dr. Jones.
Yeah, or Indiana once or twice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good movie.
Really good movie, actually. Kind of silly how good it is. And I feel like I've seen it. I know I've seen it before, but I didn't remember a good amount of it.
Yeah, there was a good amount in the middle. I feel like it's one that I see the, like, first half hour of so many times and then never actually watch to the end. But
and a lot of my memories of it are also blurry recollections of the Lego Indiana Jones 2, the game for the Wii.
Yeah.
I played that so much. A lot of times watching the movie, I noticed I was just thinking about the Lego game level.
Yeah, it's fair. Lego does that after playing their games.
Yeah. It's like, man, there was a stud under that prop.
That's a little extreme.
You know?
That's a little extreme.
There was a purple one.
This man's living his life in Legos right now. Anyways, okay,
I'm a master builder.
So the movie itself, what made it good? What were the good aspects?
A lot of things, but my main one that I kept noticing and coming back to is practical effects. It's a movie that's it's action and it's an adventure, and you know, those are a dime a dozen. Does that mean there's a lot of them, or does that mean they're rare?
No, dime a dozen means there's
a lot of them.
Yes, yes it does.
Yeah. That's 10 out of 12 is what that is.
A dime a dozen.
I never thought about that. Okay, so they're a dime a dozen. You know, there's a lot of them.
There are a lot
of them. But a lot of them suck.
They do.
It's a hard genre to make it feel right, and they nailed it. And a big thing that does that is when every stunt and action is convincing, because the whole movie, you know, it's hinged on like action and peril. So if it's not convincing, it sucks. So practical effects almost always are better. And back in 1981, I guess, that's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
They didn't really do CG, so it's all real.
Yeah.
Except the one sequence at the end with the Ark. There were some animated little wisps.
Stuff over, yeah. Yeah, probably couldn't have really gotten the real arc and murdered the people, so they had to kind of CG that one.
Yeah, but the effects, even the people melting.
Yeah.
It's like wax or something that's dissolving.
Yeah.
It's
all
so cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. It's that same thing that makes, like, The Thing such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's already a very good movie, but it's the practical effects that definitely make it what it is. Same thing to a certain extent with Alien, but
same thing with Jurassic Park. Now,
it's
Jurassic
all these
Park
movies
from the 90s has CG.
Yeah.
But the practical effects are what sell it every time you see them.
Yeah, and a lot of times the CG is used in tandem with practical effects. Like,
and
there's not many scenes where it's
in Jurassic
fully, yeah, CG.
Yeah, that's right.
Like,
yeah.
They combine them.
They
well.
Used it intelligently in that movie.
We're
anyway.
Back at Jurassic Park.
Every episode.
Okay.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, really, really good practical effects. I think my favorite stunt, it wasn't technically an effect, but my favorite stunt that I noticed is when he's riding on the horse.
Oh.
And he rides the horse down a hillside
yeah.
into a caravan of moving vehicles. And I just realized, like, Somebody actually rode a horse down a very steep hill into a moving caravan of vehicles.
Yeah.
Later, like, there was no way to fake that.
No.
And that was just very impressive to me. But because they wouldn't do that. They would,
no, yeah,
they would animate just, the horse or the
truck just, like, not put it in shot, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, you just show him, like, starting going down.
And then you, later he's down.
Yeah, cut to him being down.
Yeah, but they did show the whole thing. They showed the whole thing.
That was cool. Later in that segment, I really liked when he climbed underneath the car.
Yeah.
And, like, skidded. And, like, that was also all... Somebody had to do it.
Yeah, there was...
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't...
It was Harrison, a stunt guy. Someone with still. A big pad on their bottom side to not just die from gravel chewing him.
Yeah.
But that was crazy. That was crazy.
Like, climbs under the car as it's driving and swings back up the... Yeah.
And, yeah, he's, like, dragging behind it, too. Like, for some sequence, someone was just hanging on a whip rope being dragged behind a moving vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, very good practical effects, very good stunts.
Praise the stuntman for that one.
Yeah, lots of good stuff with that. It establishes a lot of, like, future action tropes, I guess, action-adventure tropes.
Yeah.
Like, a lot, which is something that you had to consider when watching it, because to a certain extent, the whole thing's kind of, like...
Fresh.
Like, it would have been, but now we've seen everything that it's done in other movies, so it's hard, like, going back...
And sometimes. Some even to the point of satire, where, like, tropes from Indiana Jones are now, like, comedically overdone.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So it's interesting as you watch it, like, just trying to disconnect it from those tropes being tropes, because at the time it came out, they were not. And, like,
Indiana is also one of the first movies that really established a Wilhelm scream. It had been used in a lot of movies. But Indiana Jones was the first big feature where then it became, like, popular for people to do it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That was good.
Well, it was those in Star Wars. But Star Wars came out first in the 70s. So 79.
Yeah, I always mix up which of the two came first. But I guess Harrison does look older already.
2 years older.
Yeah.
Star Wars was 79.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones was 81.
Yeah. But I guess it's also probably just how they dressed him up and stuff.
He just had facial hair.
Yeah.
The difference is the facial hair. I was noticing he looked pretty different.
He did.
I was like, wait, that's Han Solo. And, like, you know it's Han Solo.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really look like Han Solo.
No.
And I think it's all in the facial hair.
You're probably right. Yeah. But, yeah, all the acting in the movie's decent, I would say. No, like, standout performances, but that's not what you're going into
the
movie for.
It's not as bad as Star Wars, but there are definitely moments where the script is obviously written by George Lucas. And that, I mean it's boring and bad. And so, similar to Star Wars, you have to give, you know, credit to Harrison Ford for being an actor who can take George Lucas's script writing and make it interesting.
That's true. Yeah.
Because there are actors who obviously can't, and you can tell when that's happening.
Yeah, there is some weird dialogue, like in Star Wars, that's true. Very noticeably.
But Harrison's just never really succumbs to that.
No.
He just knows how to play it.
He's just good at it, yeah. Yeah, that was good. Monkey heiled Hitler, which was pretty good.
Yeah, we all liked it when the monkey saluted. You know, he Sieg Heil. They were all Sieg Heiling, and the monkey just...
Yeah, that was funny. I did not remember that from when I was little. Pretty good. Pretty funny moment. There was a few funny moments. Some of them intentional, some of them not intentional, I think.
Yeah,
just,
maybe.
Like, stuff that happened where it was like, what? What? But that's where, like... More of those moments than I remember, and I know that there's lots of moments like that in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which we were talking about, because I know people hate Kingdom of the Crystal.
Lots of people hate Crystal.
Hate it, because it has, like, moments like that are like, what the? Why is this happening? Like, it's goofy.
Stupid and silly.
They're fun moments, but they are stupid and goofy, and people are like, oh, that's nothing like Indiana Jones. But then watching this one, it was like, no, it's a little bit like Indiana Jones.
That's,
like,
kind of what they're doing.
Like, this is just kind of goofy, fun stuff. I do think, we talked about how the difference is CGI in that case, and these originals are doing goofy stuff, but it's all done practically, so there's at least an element of it that's, like, lodged in reality.
Well, and the playfulness almost feels like older movies and musicals from the more theater-based era of filmmaking.
Yeah.
Where people, you know, would do dancing and singing and, like, but all the stunts were real. And the humor in those, this Raiders almost felt somewhat like that.
Yeah.
Where it was, like...
Just choreographed, like, in a way.
Choreographed theater-like stunts and jokes. once you start putting CG explosions and things, it's
giant
just like
ants and
stop.
Actual aliens. Yeah, it
actual aliens on camera.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. People, you know, the guy in Temple of Doom ripped people's hearts out and was a cult. And this movie has the Ark of the Covenant and, like, something came out of it. Like, I don't know if it was supposed to be angels.
Or are you talking about, like, the silliness of it?
Yeah, just, like, this,
oh,
or the spiritual, like,
always
or
mystical.
Yeah,
or
none of them have strayed away from, think, like, magic being part of the world. So it's not that weird for aliens, but it also is weird for aliens.
Ark of the Covenant, towards the end, I was like, is this a Christian movie?
It does. It's
because the, I mean, they're very like God fearing, I think, in the way they present the Ark as an artifact.
That's
and then
true.
Also the way that it just kills all the Nazis and is very like chasing after quote unquote evil.
Yeah.
It's like, huh.
It's interesting.
But I mean, I know that most of the actors and directors are just making a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a compelling idea.
Yeah. But
I did,
it's handled well.
I felt like when Indiana and Marion at the end are like left standing there on the rock with the Nazis dead, I was like, man, I believe in God.
I think
then I'm just like, wow. And then he just goes right to Temple of Doom and just continues being kind of a baddie. Indiana doesn't have a lot of moral uprightness about him.
No. Yeah, he definitely did see God murder a ton of Nazis, and
you would think you would like fear God. And then maybe even believe in God?
You know, maybe he does. There's nothing saying that he doesn't. This is a weird conversation.
Does Indiana Jones believe in God? Tell us in the comments.
I don't know. He believes in aliens, though, now, for sure. Because they do exist.
In Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Here's the thing, though. I love aliens just in anything. So it's like, as much as I want to be upset about it, I'm like, no, it's just cool. I like aliens.
Kind of good.
They're just cool. So
talk more about aliens, please.
Anyways,
when's the next alien movie coming out? Not like in
hopefully
the main series.
Never.
Because I mean, like, movie about aliens. And
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That we could go see.
Honestly,
I haven't even known.
In Quiet Place was the. I mean, technically
that's true.
It's
Quiet
an
Place
alien
too,
movie,
alien.
But not really sci-fi kind of alien deal. But anyway, yeah, I think it's hard. Like, if I was gonna rank the Indiana Jones movies, I'm thinking. It's hard.
I haven't seen them all enough.
Yeah, Temple of Doom is definitely the weakest of the bunch. Like, I don't know. I just don't think that one stacks up as well. Last Crusade is super good.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably at the top. It's probably Last Crusade.
Hmm.
The one we just saw.
Raiders
of the
Lost
Ark. There's too many names to think of.
Not really.
Then Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Then Temple of Doom. But
well,
I don't know.
I don't think I'm even qualified enough to rank them definitively, but I think Raiders is actually probably my favorite.
Yeah.
I like the, it's a few years difference, but I like the more classic vibe.
I do like, the classic vibe is good. I think what I like, what puts Last Crusade above Raiders is Indy's dad in the movie.
He's really nice.
Like,
that's true.
The, when they're together above when Indy's with a lady, because I will say the flaw in all of the movies is when Indy's with a lady, the lady just screams.
Oh,
just
yeah.
All
well,
the time.
The flaw then is that they were sexist.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
I was noticing at the end of the movie, I was telling Megan, I was like, this was made in an era where you can just tell directors were sexist. Like, there is a, or script writers, or I don't know, but like.
Marion was like. Only in the movie to be used as an object.
Yeah,
like to be
much.
Traded around.
She literally gets traded like 6 times.
Yeah.
is objectified by half of the people that trade her, and then the other half literally just could kill her and wouldn't care.
Yeah, it's.
She's
that's a little
not
rough.
Valued even a little bit. She's the only woman in the movie, maybe with lines.
Just about.
I think there's a lady in Cairo who speaks some lines when she's pouring water.
It's
ridiculous. You just start to notice.
Yeah, it is definitely something where if you keep your eye open.
Huh.
Yeah.
There's just no good portrayal for women in this movie.
No.
But, you know?
That's where
different times.
I like Last Crusade in that regard. Because the dad.
Because less women.
And I think it puts it. No, well, sorry about that. Now we're hated by the Brits and women. So
yay.
We're on our way to full hatred. No. I love.
He likes that he doesn't have a girl.
Women are awesome. I just don't want them.
Indiana Jones' dynamic is more natural with his dad and more enjoyable with his dad than it is with a woman.
And like in that movie, like you're used to seeing Indy so like calm and collected and like smooth, but in that one, because he's with his dad and like the dynamic is totally shifted, like his character changes in an interesting way.
That's true.
That I think just puts that one
at
the top. Anyway, Raiders. Good movie.
It's like, would you rather watch James Bond, you know, bang another chick in another yacht?
Yeah.
Or would you rather watch James Bond, like, go on a mission with both of his parents in the car? Yeah. Like, I would way rather watch that.
Way more interesting. Exactly. So, gotta say, Last Crusade. Good time.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Good time. Temple of Doom. Good time.
They're all good.
Not a good movie.
They all have really good levels in Lego Indiana Jones 2, the video game for the Wii.
Yeah, they probably did.
I don't know about the Xbox version, if they changed it, so I'm probably not. I can't speak to that.
Other than made a better Wii. That's how we broke our Wii, was with Lego Indiana Jones 2.
What?
That's how you homebrew.
Did you throw a remote?
No. I mean, like, jailbreak it. Oh. Like, be able to download games on it. You had to use Lego Indiana Jones 2 to, like...
There are, like, codes in Lego that would...
I think it's just, like, the... I don't even know how it worked, to be honest. All I know is that we had to be playing Lego Indiana Jones 2 for
and
it to jailbreak our Wii.
What did you do?
You just had to, like, go to a specific level, I think. And then it was programmed for the homebrew then to install, like, through that level, I think.
Huh.
Like, I could be getting this all wrong. The only facts I know is
you had to download this program, and the program would only download if,
like,
you were on
Wii.
This one section of Lego. And I love
that. Like, that's just the game they chose to download.
Through. They were men of taste.
Yeah, it was. I'm sure you could use other games, but
But whoever designed that version of how to jailbreak the Wii
Lego
had taste
too. Yeah, pretty fire. So, basically, Raiders of the Lost Ark got us lots of free Wii games, so I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10.
I would probably give Raiders of the Lost Ark an 8.
Yeah, I don't know why I said 9. I gotta give it like a 7.5.
Why not an 8 though? Why the half?
Because I only give halves.
I give it an 8. Like, it's really good. It's not a perfect movie though.
No, it's not.
It's
9
got
is too
its flaws,
high.
And a lot of that's probably just writing and
like
the dialogue writing stuff.
I think 8's fair.
That kind of gets me sometimes when people just say stuff and little moments happen where it's like, you know, that was really, really poorly done.
Yeah.
But the movie's still fun. That's the big fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Big fun.
Yeah. I think that's it for Raiders.
Yeah. A little short one. Nothing.
You know, next episode,
you've seen it.
Mitchells versus the Machines.
The Mitchells versus the Machines. It's
that's
coming
gonna home. Be the next episode.
Yeah. We said it was on the first one, and now that we have 3, and it hasn't happened, so.
And it definitely won't be the next one. It might be the next one.
Yeah, it very well could be.
Yeah, maybe. It could.
Okay.
After Twin Peaks.
What? Twin Peaks ain't even a movie.
There is a movie, though.
Okay. Well, we should watch that after we finish the show.
Yeah, you finish the show and then watch the movie.
Twin Peaks. This isn't a TV podcast because I don't like TV, really, in general. Anti-TV guy here.
But we're about to watch Loki when it comes
out. Twin Peaks.
Yes, and that. Watch Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
It doesn't hurt you.
I think it's
might scare you.
A 10 out of 10. Creation.
It's pretty perfect.
I'm gonna give it a personal rating of 10 out of 10, but a critical rating of 8.7.
Okay.
Same rating as Quiet Place Part 2.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's at the same level as Quiet on like a technical scale, but there's some liquid crack cocaine that shoots out of the TV into my mouth while I watch it.
Yeah, Kenyon really likes
there's
Twin
Peaks. There's something about it that is just horrible, but in the best way. So
it doesn't have that effect on me, but I do really like it. It helps me. It's like calming and soothing.
It is
something about it. Like it's terrible and enticing, and you want to watch it, but it's also just got this peace about it.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's magic. It's magic.
It
just
is
kind of
magic.
Show.
And not a 10 out of 10 to me though. Personal rating, I don't even want to try. It's Twin Peaks.
It's Twin Peaks. It's hard to rate because it's so. You just have to watch it, and then you'll understand.
Yeah. Well, maybe you will, or you won't. In which case, you know, There are just those kinds of people.
Yeah, if you don't watch Twin Peaks, you probably loved Cruella. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, see you next time.